off the ball breakfast.
Oh, it's easy to sit here and say my team and have it ripped apart. What about your team? Where's your team? Come on. At least I'm putting my head above the parapet here.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello there, and you're very welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily with me, Anne-Marie Donlan. Coming up, Jacqueline Navarre clarifies comments on future, Leinster lock in Leo, and which Connacht player might we be seeing in the Green of Ireland soon. But first, let's start with next summer's Women's Rugby World Cup, as Ireland's fixtures have been announced. They will face Japan in their opening match of the tournament at Franklin's Garden in Northampton. That's set to be on the 24th of August. Scott Beaman's side then will have their second pool game against Spain at the same venue a week later, before taking on defending champions New Zealand in Brighton. Elsewhere, Leinster senior coach Jacqueline Navarre has taken to social media today to clarify his stance about not wanting to return to international rugby. Navarre joined the Irish province after leading South Africa to the Rugby World Cup title last year. His deal is set to keep him in Dublin until 2026. He's expected then to return to the Springboks set up ahead of the next World Cup the following year. However, comments from him yesterday, which included him saying that international rugby isn't as creative as club rugby, left many wondering if he was pouring cold water on the idea. Posting today on X, though, he explained that right now he is happy at Leinster and believes that it is the right place for him to test himself, and that headlines can be misleading. Speaking of people staying at Leinster, head coach Leo Cullen is set to remain in charge of the province until 2027. He has agreed a two-year contract extension. Cullen led the team to the Champions Cup in 2018, as well as four European finals in six seasons. James Tracy was on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, and here's his reaction to the news.
It's not as black and white as, you don't win a European Cup, you're gone. You know, like that's not many people are gonna head last in jobs too long. But you just gotta look at the nuts and bolts, what he's created and what he's continued to churn out. But on the other side of that, there's still pressure on him to get a trophy in this new period. You know, even if they don't win in the next year or two, you know, questions have to be asked internally and externally if things don't change. But from what I'm seeing anyway, they are trying to evolve and they are trying to change. Like, they've brought in new coaches, and now they've now had a good run at it with pre-season and everything. It was a bit disjointed last year with the World Cup, so I think this year and next year are going to be the telling years, and then I think you can the people are justified in getting the pitchforks out. He's ruthless in a way as well, but I think you become addicted to accountability and ruthlessness when you're winning, because if you don't, you start slipping, and that's how teams fall off a cliff and get into a period where they're not competitive anymore, and you might have a good squad, but you're not even close to getting for trophies because the day-to-day isn't ruthless enough. He's exactly as he was as a player, very calculated. I agree in saying that, yeah, he would be fair, but ruthless at the same time. If you're not performing or you're not doing what you're saying you're going to do, like, it's a high performance environment, and there'd be no, you know, he's not going to
be no shouting, but he would calmly remove you from the team.
When there's time for shouting, but a lot of the time he can, you know, get rid of the mist. And, you know, he's not given the hairdryer treatment a lot of the time. He's quite, I feel like he's very good at understanding the tone and when to say, you know, when to up the level of his voice or you know, the volume, his body language or whatever it is in terms of the message that needs to be delivered.
Elsewhere this morning, the lads discussed Leinster's URC win over Connacht at the weekend and where the provinces are at as a whole at this stage of the season. One of Connacht's only two try scorers in the game was 23-year-old Galway native Cathal Ford, and Tracy feels we might be seeing a lot more of him in the near future.
Sorry, is Cathal Ford in the Ireland squad that's named on Thursday? do you think?
I think he's in as a bolter, yeah. I think he's had the moments that he's having. I think why not? He's shown the same level of kind of X factor that, you know, we've seen from Keane Prendergast when he was brought in to train with the squad, from both of the Prendergast actually who were brought in to train. It can only be good for him. I think anyway, it'd be a shame to leave him out considering how talented
for
him, he is.
Like he reminds me of kind of when Henshaw broke onto the scene of just this guy has it.
For him, I would say it's nailing down a position. 12, which he's played at a couple of times this year, is definitely one of his best positions. You know, is he going to be a 10? If he wants to be a 10, he needs to play there. It's again, it's the Kieran Frawley thing. And as a 13, I don't really see him as a 13 as much as I see him as a 12, because when you're getting chopped and changed quite a lot, it's great to get exposure just by getting minutes, and you'll do anything just to be on the field. But for his talent, I think it's honing that into one position, and for me, I think it's 12. Like every time he touches the ball, he seems to be able to do something special and amazing. Like and the try on the weekend was a perfect example.
That's James Tracy there speaking on Breakfast this morning. And to hear that chat in full, become an Off The Ball member by logging onto the app now. That's all for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this pod coming to you every day for free. But for now, thanks for listening.
Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.